Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Lummy, you already hitting those snacks, kid?
I was just trying them out. I'm sorry.
No. The podcast would be certainly one that you could just, you know, chew the fuck.
I just ate a piece of cake between shows.
Oh.
These are pretty strong.
Oh, you mean German chocolate Willy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Be careful with that.
I know. That's why I was gnawing on. That's why we left it here.
That shit will get away from you.
I know.
It will. I mean, because, I mean, you got to, by the way, welcome to the Bubba the Love Sponge podcast. The most exclusive thing that we do. And we're talking about Anna's homemade German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, for Blitz's birthday that we had.
One of the best inventions that came out of Texas.
Yeah, it did.
For real?
We looked it up.
You'd only know that, Blitz. You'd ask 99.99 such as U.S. Americans, and they would say that it came from Germany.
Nope.
Right.
A guy with the last name of German made a chocolate and sold it as German's chocolate, and then some homemaker in like the 30s.
I think it was like 1957.
Okay, yeah. Made German's chocolate cake, and they printed it in like New York Post or whatever. It went all over the country. They dropped the S and just called it German chocolate cake.
The Germans don't know shit about it.
Has nothing to do with Germany at all.
Huh. So anyway, with Anna's particular German chocolate cake that she made for her lovely boyfriend this past Friday, she brought it complete with the, I mean, you had your
I
shit
did the
together.
Homemade, I did homemade frosting on
yes.
that.
Yeah.
That was made from scratch.
So here's what, not that anybody is listening to this podcast will have an opportunity to put that lovely bit of fucking morsel in your mouth, but you got to take half of what you think you need.
Yeah.
Oh.
For real.
It's rich.
Because you look at it, you're like, okay, I'll take, no, please take half because it is. Whew.
So
it's a cake full of diabetic
sure
cake.
In full disclosure, I did use a box cake mix, but I souped it up, and there's ways to make it more moist. So that's what I did.
Listen, it's still kind of somewhat scratch if you take a box, like it's if you make it, if you put it together, and you're throwing the eggs in, then it's homemade.
It's halfway.
Few things. Or even my mom, when she makes her homemade noodles, chicken and noodles now, she buys the noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she used to make the noodles, but now she, you know, she shorts cuts them. But it's still all homemade. It's her own.
The frosting was from scratch, but it was a cake mix, but you can soup it up.
Look how far you've come.
I know.
And you can tell the frosting was from scratch because, like, store-bought frosting is good, but it has, like, a waxy kind of flavor.
To preserve it, kind of.
Yeah, and that didn't at all.
By the way, I almost got my fucking finger cut off because before we started Friday, she unveiled it, and I went right for a little swoop on the deal, little finger. I tried to give it a little finger in it, and she was like, "No, Bob's no!"
Slapped it away.
Yeah. Well, she cut her finger on Friday.
Oh, I know. And she's
I didn't even realize.
And it wasn't even that big of a deal. But
it wasn't. It just wouldn't stop bleeding.
I know.
It was annoying.
You're like, I cut my finger. You're kind of like, well, I was expecting to see, you know, kind of a meaty slice there. It was like a little.
No,
well,
she was using one of those big plastic cake knife.
Yeah.
And it broke in half and like broke at her finger.
Yeah, because the fucking thing weighed 14 pounds of density.
I know. It was so dense and it was cold.
Probably
so.
The densest cake I've ever had.
No, it was super dense. And I think you like it that way, if I remember correctly.
Look at me. I'm quite densey myself.
Sorry.
Dense. Yeah. Love the dense.
No, but I was super confused because when I went to the bathroom, I'm like, did I just get my period all over my hand? And then I was like, oh, it's my finger.
Well, sometimes that happens.
That I get my period all over my hand?
Like, say, sometimes, you know, like when I... Well, hold on. No, hear me out.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I go poop, you know, and I push too hard, I blow out one of my little O-rings, mm-hmm. and then when I wipe, it's just blood, okay?
Yeah.
So when a girl, and I'm not trying to be nasty, I'm just asking procedurally how it happens. So when you get
sometimes you get poop knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But what I'm saying is, like, when you go to wipe and you're starting your period, well, sometimes there be blood.
Oh, absolutely. So that's like, usually how I find out.
Right. So you're going to wipe your TT after you've TT'd.
Yeah.
And, oh, I started.
Yeah. But what now, was unusual about this is it was like bright red blood everywhere in the bathroom. And I was a little drunk, so I was a little confused.
You were drunk?
A little bit.
Shoulders are on point.
Thank you. I got a lot of compliments on them.
Except next time we do it, we're going to, I already talked to Blitz about maybe spotting you up a little bit better.
Spotting me?
Just putting a couple.
Talk about periods.
That's why I was confused.
No, no, like the fucking set was, Blitz way outdid himself.
No, it was
like,
incredible. It was, I've seen professional shows that weren't as.
And Blitz.
Hey, we saw a DJ on Saturday night that had lights too.
But hold on, Blitz. Stop. And you know what? The way
Rhett
that we,
would've loved it.
The way that we fattened it up, how I was able to fatten it up through, through the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Made it otherwise it sounded kind of hollow if I didn't fatten it up.
Yeah.
But on a, you know, same setup, everything, but just sometimes when it got a little smoky and stuff, we couldn't even see you back there. We're like,
is that a bad thing?
Where's DJ Little Peanut Head at?
Well, there's two things. One is more light on her.
Right.
Two spots. That's fine.
Right.
And then a camera closer to her so it's not going through all the smoke first.
Right, right. So, which are easily fixable.
Yep.
And, Friday, if you missed it, Bubba 199 with DJ Hum Sauce. And, you know, Anna, on the 21st, do we just do a regular 199? Because I think if we come with you every time, the
novelty wears off?
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, maybe.
The 21st, that's the next 199?
Well, no, it's not necessarily. I was going to talk to you guys.
Okay, okay.
I proposed it because it's right by his birthday.
Yeah.
I'm down. I wasn't on the calendar, so that's why I asked.
She asked me about it, and I said, sure. And I hadn't really thrown it out there. I'm open to it. Do you have the 21st open?
Sure do.
And Blitz, do you
sounds
have it
good
open?
To me.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And then I think we make that a regular 199 where Anna, you give me a list. I'll have another little list.
Okay.
And we do it that way.
Sure.
That way, just because it, like, hum well, sauce needs to be like maybe
special
every couple months.
Okay.
You know, like maybe more,
like quarterly?
Yeah. Yeah, or more. Maybe, you know, half the time.
Okay.
Quarterly would be four appearances. I would say between four and six.
Okay.
And I think you killed it.
Thank you.
And
it was a lot of fun.
Now I hope that you continue to practice.
Oh, I will.
Because this success, because I think that you'll even get better.
I think so too. And I want to kind of dive a little bit deeper because I was kind of doing some surface level stuff. But I think that with more practice mm-hmm. and if I really look into all the features that I can do some new cool stuff.
Yeah. You did well with just what you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's 614 features on that shit
right.
that you don't even know.
Exactly.
Let me, Anna sent this to me today and it was from what the women's final four.
This is the NIT. This one's the NIT though.
Right. Okay. So it's. Yeah. It's
what does that mean?
It's a different, not the NCAA, the NIT is.
So Blitz, if you're one of the 64 teams that don't make the NCAA, then they have this other thing called the NIT.
So it's like the Jobber League, basically.
Yes.
Back in the day, though, it used to be just as big as the.
Not really.
For a couple years, there were some good teams because they were paying.
I think IU won the NIT one year, but Blitz.
Hold on. What do you mean because they were paying more? What does that mean?
They'd give the schools more to, like, attend.
Oh, okay.
More money
like
to
a bowl,
play.
Like a bowl game.
I got you. Okay.
Now, do the NCAAs pay the teams?
They get compensation.
They do?
Yeah. Like travel expenses, things like that.
So,
Blitz, no tournament.
NIT's kind of jobber. So, like, that means you weren't one of the – in today's standards, and it has been for at least 15, 20 years, that is, like, if you don't make the 64 – of the NCAA teams, then you got a good chance to make the NIT, which is a whole nother tournament,
okay.
but it's for the motherfuckers that didn't make the 64.
I got you. I got
and
you.
I think in this now the society, there's a third one. And I think it's like the CBA?
Oh, what?
Like a super jobber team?
Yeah, this is for the motherfuckers that went like 3-20, they don't want to tell the boys and the girls, listen, your season's over. You fucks.
Yeah, the fucking participation trophy people.
The CBI, this is the participation bullshit.
Yeah, it's a CBI started in 08. That's at the third tournament.
All right. So the NCAA has 64 teams, right?
Correct.
And how many does the NIT have? Isn't it 32?
Something like that, yeah. 32, you are
so
correct.
If you're not one of the top 100 teams, if you're like 108, you're going to be playing for the CBA bullshit.
CBI, yeah. That's 16 teams.
Fucking bullshit.
College Basketball Invitational.
It should be called the College Basketball Participation. We went 4-18 mm-hmm. and suck dick award. So anyway, the girls NIT game, who's this, like Old Dominion?
No, Memphis versus Bowling Green.
And the girls, as I think both, almost all sports, I think almost all sports, including professional, after the game, always have like a shake a hand, you know. I don't know if baseball does
it. Baseball does.
Does it?
Yeah.
But honest to God?
College, yeah.
No. And even in pro.
Pros, you know, if you know kind of guys, it's almost like football. You know how they all kind of meet?
Yeah.
They kind of do that kind of thing sometimes.
Right. Sometimes. But yeah. Pros do not, for the most part, have a standardized.
No, go walk the line and no.
No. But college definitely does. Everything college on down has kind of a formal handshaking kind of deal. Right?
Correct.
I mean, like when we, you know, like, well, college.
Yeah. Yeah. They have it.
And so they usually just kind of go and shake each other's hand or give each other a high five, say good game, congratulations, you know, whatever.
It's good sportsmanship.
And this bitch, one of these bitches knocked one of the other girls out, did she not?
Correct, yes.
I'm trying to watch. I'm watching the video right now. Is it this big girl?
You'll see it. You'll see it. They'll stop.
It's a, yeah, the African-American girl stops and the right.
Oh, the African-American girl stops?
Yeah, she stops to talk to the white girl.
So, hold on. So I think it's this white, I know this is podcasting, doesn't play well, but there's this white girl, and she plays for who?
She plays for Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, which is based out of Ohio. Uh-huh. No, Kentucky. Kentucky. I think Bowling Green's out of Kentucky.
I thought it was Ohio.
Okay.
I think it's South Ohio. Where's
and then this African American girl right here is stopping this girl to have a little word with her.
Correct. Yeah, it's in Ohio.
Bowling Green,
Ohio.
And she gets knocked the fuck out. Knocked her the fuck
right
out.
Right on the chin, I guess. I'm surprised it wasn't a melee. Like,
well, I think a lot of them didn't really know what to do.
I mean, is.
Guys are wanting to fight. Guys just want to fucking fight.
Well, you also got a lot more tea going through your bloodstream, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, yeah. Coach's answer kind of was pathetic on it, too.
What did the coach say?
That it was an unfortunate incident and not consistent with our program and student athletes. That's it. And I'm leaving it up to, you know, the police.
That's probably the best way to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, so the Memphis coach is who the bad girl nonetheless played for, right?
Yes.
And she, was it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
It's a girl. And she said it's an unfortunate incident. Doesn't represent our university, and we're leaving it up to the police.
Yeah, the local authorities.
That's probably about as much as you can say and not say, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I would be a little more proactive on that and say that we're going to immediately look into this. This is not the type of example we would like to, you know, send for our brand. And if we find that this person will we be working in concert with the police department, and if we find out that indeed she was the aggressor and she did that, she will no longer be part of this basketball team.
Well, that's the thing. And then they haven't made her make an apology or anything yet. And I guess a lot of people are up in arms because obviously what they say nowadays is if it was reverse, you know, public apologies and things like that. But this one girl that did it, she's still on the team technically. I don't think she's been suspended.
Well, remember when Joanne Howard from Michigan,
yeah,
the head coach of, well, also one of the Fab Five, Went on to have a pretty damn good. Didn't he have a pretty good NBA career? Yeah, he suck?
No, he played probably 15 years. I mean, he wasn't like as good as, you know, he was in college, but I mean, playing 15 years in the league.
And he was, I think they were playing the University of Wisconsin a few years ago. Might have been last year.
I think it was last year.
And Juwan Howard, the University of Wisconsin coach, kind of got up in his grill a little bit about some shit. And Juwan, remember, knocked him the fuck out, and that just kind of just went away, did it not? Like
he got suspended for like 5 games.
If that would have been a white guy that knocked a black guy out,
oh, that would have been bad.
Why is everything so?
Well, that's the thing is, it's like, can you imagine though? Like that would be a huge story, and she would have to come out and apologize. Like the girl just kind of, you know, kind of just going away.
That's the way it goes, though.
I mean, she got charged with assault,
if it's
but
black,
still.
If it's black on white, then it's really no big deal. If it's white on black, then it's, oh, fuck. I mean, and we're talking about the same crime or the same act. Like, you know, if Anna hits Latika, holy shit.
Yeah.
Anna's suspended. She's a fucking
I'm half African American. What are you talking about?
No.
That is true.
I am. Look at my...
Her dad's African American.
Maybe you have a little bit. Maybe you're not the right example.
Right.
To use.
Don't use me.
My sister.
I ain't you. I ain't a cis white.
My sister.
Male.
My sister Tara, straight from Indiana, knocks out Latika at a basketball
game.
Now
we got a problem.
Now Tara's thrown plays for Purdue, thrown off the fucking team, has to apologize. Presses her charges. Purdue probably picked. Not only does she get kicked off the team, she probably gets thrown out of the fucking university, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Whole fucking 9 yards. But meanwhile, Latika smashes Tara in the face. And Latika, you're saying to this day, this African American girl from Memphis still has not issued an apology?
Correct.
When it's plain as day, like there's not even like a kind of maybe kind of deal. Like it's just plain as day.
Are you sure she didn't just slip?
She slipped.
Slipped
into
her.
Slipped. That was a slip.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I guess, you know, she's not on the team anymore because she's a senior, but, like, Memphis really hasn't come out and said anything, and she didn't apologize to the girl. And
well, Memphis is a shithole to begin with.
Sure is.
I mean, I'm telling you, I've been to Memphis. And
it's one
outside
of the most dangerous
of,
cities in the country.
It's wrestled a fucking, in Memphis.
Yeah. I wrestled in Memphis. It's an absolute fucking shithole.
The whole thing.
The whole.
There's not a cool part of Memphis.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't they got good barbecue?
Graceland. Oh. Elvis. Elvis slivered out a little fucking piece of Memphis that, you know. And even around Graceland is kind of gotten rough, supposedly.
Hmm.
But, yeah. Now, is that where Lisa Marie is going to be? I think that's where she's going to be buried, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right next to Pamper.
Somebody said that.
Pamper.
Somebody said that like Graceland really isn't that big. It wasn't really.
I heard it's like a big racket.
Yeah, I heard it was kind of a big white trash fucking racket.
Yeah,
and down the like all up and down the streets, all Elvis paraphernalia. You know, like gift shops and shit like that. You know, Elvis mugs and Elvis T-shirts and which at the end of the day, man. I mean, I wonder how many visitors. Let me ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, how many visitors a year does Graceland get?
From Guamthan.com, Graceland typically receives between 500,000 and 750,000 visitors a year.
Oh, my God.
That's a pretty good amount. Though.
How much is it? Hey, Alexa, how much does it cost to take a tour of Graceland?
From BangkokPost.com, Presley's home Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. Has been offering 2-hour-long tours by guide Angie Marchese for $100 a head since January.
100 times $500,000.
Well, the $100 a head thing is for a tour. I'm sure it's 20 or 30 bucks a person just to get in, but still, that's a lot of money.
Well, it looks like they have like a
that's like 20. I mean, that's 20, 30 million dollars a year just in, you know. What's this? Let me. This is
like their whole thing now. They have like a museum with his cars and.
I'm looking at this article from a few days ago, maybe a week or so.
All right, so this is very recent.
The one I'm looking at, Priscilla Presley has been locked out of Graceland by the granddaughter because they're all contesting Lisa Marie's will. So I guess the granddaughter, Riley, controls the Graceland.
Oh, no, hold on. And Riley is hot as fuck. She was in this HBO, I forget whether it was Showtime, A&E, or what, the special called GFE, Girlfriend Experience.
Okay.
And it was The first year was hot.
5 million artifacts.
It was hot as fuck. It was her, Riley. I think her name's Riley Kehoe.
Yeah.
And see if you can find him. It was this series called Girlfriend
Experience. K-E-O-U-G-H.
Yes. And she was this hot hooker.
She's 33.
And she was
this married,
hot fucking hooker that was in L.A. and was like this high-priced hooker bitch. Well, then the next season, rather than to continue on, they just replaced her with every year was going to be a different girl.
Right.
And it just didn't. After the first year, I watched it the first year, and it was hot as fuck. Can somebody look up?
Well, I guess she's in charge of Graceland right now, and they've locked out Priscilla.
Well, she'll never have to work another fucking day in her life because
Lisa Marie had a $35 million insurance policy, something like that. So they're fighting over that.
Lisa Marie had a $35 million like life insurance policy?
I believe so.
Now, boy, Elvis hated fucking Priscilla so bad that he gave probably all of Graceland to Lisa Marie, right? So then Lisa Marie gave all of her shit to her daughter, right? That's why this girl's in charge of Graceland now, because Lisa Marie was probably in charge of Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
Then Graceland is definitely his palace, and we're about to find out why every.
What? Look at this fucking bitch.
So it looks like
she used to have some good shit, and I don't remember they had Power. Remember Power?
That was a Starz thing.
What?
Yeah, Power with Ghost.
Never heard that.
You never heard of Power? Power?
No.
No. I've heard of White Power, but no Power.
Heard of White Power, but no Power.
Where are...
Power Pig?
Power Pickle Home.
Are we?
This is the highlight of the Elvis Experience Tour.
Look how gaudy Elvis's shit was.
This $80.
Was, like those peanut butter sandwiches.
This was the jungle room. He had a room called the jungle room.
Jungle room. I can see why I got
For 80 bucks, Bubba, you could see all this stuff.
Green carpeting.
Yes, definitely.
The jungle room started as a practical joke.
The jungle room started.
Elvis bought all the furniture to annoy his dad. He wound up keeping it because, hey, he's Elvis.
He actually recorded music in here. Obviously,
Elvis would go down and be like buying a Cadillac, brand new one, and he'd see like a hot bitch. He'd be like, hey, baby, you want that Cadillac? And then he'd fucking buy a Cadillac. They said when Elvis died, he was having money problems. And he was having to do Vegas and all this kind of shit. Because his account
residency, there you go.
Because his account, hey Alexa, did Elvis do a Vegas residency?
From doyoremember.com. From 1969 to 1977, Elvis performed a total of 636 Las Vegas residency shows at the International Hotel.
See, Anna, that was right before he died.
Yeah,
he, with
Ralphie May.
Oh, did he have a Vegas residency?
I think he did, and he died in Vegas.
Look up the carpeting.
I didn't even know that. There's shag carpeting.
It's like a fire hazard to me.
Yeah, when Elvis died, he was like hugely in debt.
Yeah. Yeah,
his estate was worth this one site says $5 million, but he owed way more than that in debt.
Sounds like me.
Basically, if you stood still in the '70s.
What if he was in a trailer, sex tape?
Lisa Marie supposedly the same thing. She was like $2 million in debt.
I mean, recently?
Yeah, when she died. But because she had that $35 million life insurance policy, that's what the kids are fighting over.
Well, I don't understand how she could be $2 million in debt if fucking she owns, if, well, let's.
She owned Graceland.
Okay, so how can you, if you're making.
I don't know.
Hey, Alexa, who owns Graceland?
The three daughters do now.
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, Lisa Marie Presley retains 100% sole personal ownership of Graceland.
Right, but her daughters own it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And since she took us a lick, then it would be her errors.
Errors.
Yeah, let's say the place grosses $100 million a year, conservatively. And let's say that you're operating, I don't know, at 50, 60% cost, which is way fucking liberal. That's still like a $25 or $30 million. There's no fucking way you could screw it up profit. I mean, Blitz, all you need is a staff to keep the fucking place going. You need like three or four Craig the Bulldogs. You need like three or four Mexicans keeping the grounds clear. And you need a marketing firm to keep the fucking, you know.
She had, when she died, she had $95,266 in cash, $714,000 worth of stocks, She owed the IRS over $1 million and had over $3 million in other debt.
Sounds like me. Less the cash and the stocks.
So it says she owned 15% of Elvis Presley Enterprises.
Yeah, okay.
Which I believe they're the ones that own Graceland. So how could maybe she sold? I don't get that.
Oh, you know what, Blitz? I think that she did sell.
But it says the daughters own it now. So
right.
I don't know.
I know that Michael Jackson,
as an employee of Graceland, she was earning $4,361 a month.
That's it. Lisa Murray?
For doing nothing, yeah.
Yeah. $4,300 to live in L.A. I don't even know that she acted after the girlfriend experience.
She was paying $23,500 a month for rent, and her Maserati car payment was $1,708 a month.
Well, does it show her filmography or whatever?
I'm sure somewhere.
After does. Girlfriend experience? Because she nailed, Anna, you got to put that on your must watch list. Girlfriend experience from Starz circa 2016 with Riley Kehoe.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like she's been in some Netflix stuff in 2019. Nothing.
She had small tit energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was in the Paterno TV show on HBO.
They probably
in 2005, she sold 85% of Elvis Presley Enterprises.
So that puts her at 15, like you said. So does that mean the daughters only owe 15% of it then? One would think, right?
Of that company, but I think they still might own the actual property.
Oh. And maybe lease the museum rights or some bullshit. Probably fucking happens. They own the property. But they lease the museum, walk through, see Elvis's fucking super spectacular yippee-yo rights to the place that does it, and then they get 15 off. They get 15 points on that
deal. I guess
deal.
In 2019, she was about $20 million in debt. So when she sold off her stake, it cleared that debt. And says she got about $40 million in cash, and most of it she squandered away.
Really?
Jesus.
She should start hooking like her, I mean, like her character.
So, and the ceiling here is no exception.
Right. Every item in the home is an original piece from when Elvis lived here.
When I think of Elvis, I just think of screaming fans and fainting women, but you...
Well, like, wasn't Michael Jackson in financial trouble? And then when he died, I think Never Never Land just sold to, like, a hedge fund company or something like that, but... Prior to that, I think that Michael Jackson Enterprises or something like that was like making $100 or $120 million.
So the Never Ever Ranch, whatever, was Ron Burkle bought it for $22 million.
Right, but I mean, like, what did Michael Jackson? You know, Blitz, will you do a little report like what you did on Lisa Marie on Michael Jackson and like what you did on Elvis? Because I think Michael Jackson had huge money issues too.
Well, then
I got money issues, but when I'm dead, I'm probably going to, you know, be able to fucking busted.
It says Michael Jackson was $400 to $500 million in debt.
Hold on. $400 to $500 million in debt?
That's what it says.
And now let me ask you a question. When you die, does your debt go away?
No. So... You could take out insurance policies to make that happen, but if you don't, then no, it gets passed on to your whoever, and then good luck collecting it. But
what?
Yeah.
So hold on now. You're saying if you don't take insurance policies out and you die, your fucking son, who had nothing to do with that debt, or boy Todd's fucked.
I mean, I think it depends on the debt too, because some of that. Upon death is wiped out, but not all of it. Like technically, like credit cards and stuff. The next person.
How about IRS? That's all I care about.
You know, I don't know.
I should ask Alexa. Hey Alexa, when somebody dies, does their next?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Me either. I'm not sure either, honey. I'm so fucked up. Money.
Are you still ate up of this ink caper?
Well, first of all, the printed
your night, the
first,
night you had
first
last
of
night?
All, listen to this. Linda, listen.
Sorry.
First of all, the printing industry can suck my fucking little dick.
Yeah, the printer, they got
suck
it.
Suck my fucking cock. So I bought a printer for my apartment. Suck my fucking 5.5-inch hard, you fucking cocksuckers. fucking HP, fucking Aerojet, fucking brother.
Brother.
Everybody can fuck off.
Aerojet.
Whatever. So I bought this fucking bullshit, like $105. Gwyneth Paltrow's still looking pretty good. I'd blast the shit out of her. I'd take a Viagra with a Cialis chaser and a Percocet and get high and fuck her.
I'm sure she would be glad to hear that. How old do you think she is?
I need that pussy. I let her give me a glazed donut.
How old do you think that pussy is?
50.
She is 50.
She give me a glazed
donut.
That's great. Ana, you ever give Blitz a glazed donut?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. It says, by the way, that the IRS may pursue the collection of these taxes.
Bullshit.
If a person is deceased, the estate can be pursued by the IRS until the outstanding debt is paid or the collection statute expires, which is about 10 years.
God damn.
Oh, fuck. I'm almost there. You're okay, T. I don't know who I'm going to leave my shit to because my son hates me. So do you leave, like, he's really my only,
surviving heir.
This is a question, Blitz, you got to help me. Everybody has to help me.
I think, to be honest, I think it's simple.
Well, I'm waiting for your answer.
I mean, at this point, your sister.
Yeah, sister.
Yeah. Sister. Are you on pills today, buddy?
Sorry.
Did you trade in alcohol for some perkies?
No, sorry. Because
if you didn't and me and Blitz didn't get our fucking vig, you're out of here.
No, this chair is killing me. Sorry.
What do you mean chair is killing me? Same chair you wear?
I know, but the way I'm sitting today, it just.
Listen, we're not on camera. Why don't you try to position yourself?
That's what I was doing. That's why I sounded weird.
Go upside down or something?
Yeah, I'm going upside down.
Do you need a new chair, kid?
No, I'm okay. Just the armrests are all, like, for some reason. Oh.
Is it the same chair you usually have?
Well, I switched this one up like a month ago.
So,
Lemmy, there's still one new chair in a box. If you build it, you can have it.
Lemmy, if you build it, you can have. Lemmy, build it.
It's a recent one too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in the bullpen.
Build the chair, kid.
In the box.
Oh, okay.
God damn.
Thank you.
Build the chair, kid. About to
build the chair, and they will come. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's the same one that's next to you, and I think the one Dan has. I think it's that same one.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ana doesn't want these kind of chairs, does she?
No, I like the chair I have.
She likes Secretary Willie.
Yes.
So, yeah, like...
Mine's getting, like, the where all that black falls off.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm okay with it for now.
Put some Ronco spray paint on it.
I did. GLH. I put some GLH on it. We're good.
I don't know if I really should even have a will because my shit's so fucked up.
Well, you should, though, but...
Oh, my God.
So anyway, the printing game, talking about the printing game. So I buy this printer, and I've been printing some shit out, mm-hmm. bunch of tax shit. I'm going through a real big tax deal right now, mm-hmm. trying to get all this fucking shit handled. It's really causing me a lot of, like, I've really kind of kept it under wraps. But anyway, make a long story short, I've been printing a lot of shit, and all of a sudden, Erica... She's one of she's in charge of all that shit,
right?
And she bought. Who the fuck can call us on a podcast?
Whoever has a phone number.
There's no calling on the podcast.
Fuck them.
It's probably Hootie.
Hello.
It's not. I wish it was.
Me too. Yeah, we're in the middle of a fucking podcast.
Mark the Frogs.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you're,
I know.
You're in fucking Nova Scotia hauling fucking
potatoes.
An empty load of fucking potatoes.
No, I'm in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
No.
Right now.
Is it snowing like a fuck?
No. Finally, it's kind of just raining right now. Thank God. I'm over it.
Yeah. I'm over everything. I had a bad night. My fucking printer. I got a printer story to tell.
Yeah, Mark the Frog, you're interrupting our printer story.
I got a print. And by the way, this show's available today at noon. And, you know, I got like 45 more minutes, like probably about actually maybe 20 or 30 more minutes
Correct.
Of talking. Because Blitz has got to upload it and fucking flip it up and blip it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we ain't got a lot of time, but I don't want to be rude. So, hello, Mark the Frog. Let's make this a quick one.
Well, I got a new smartphone, finally, so I can download it anytime now.
Yeah, you can download. You can go get wherever you get podcasting. You can be a daily downloader. And then, you know, you can get us by – how do you listen to the show, the Frogness?
I never listen live, so I wait usually for Bubba Army Radio for Lemmy to upload it. Then I upload it usually like in the afternoon.
All right, so you're a subscriber of Bubba Army Radio, as most responsible people are, and then you download it and listen to it at your leisure.
subscribe to Twitch, but it looks like they're going to keep my money now, but to hell with them anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're going to dabble on Twitch. We're going to dabble on it.
Yeah,
we're gonna stick our purple headed fucking cock in it and the little Twitch pussy, but we're not gonna really give it to them all. We're certainly not coming in it.
Yeah, pulling out.
I missed the one. I wish I could have heard the $1.99, but I wasn't. I was trucking.
Yeah. Missed out.
You know,
yeah, it was a good one.
It's all right. It'll be back in a couple months. That parameter.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hey, you be careful. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark the Frog.
Mark the Frog. So anyway, Erica gets this printer. I tell her, I said, go buy me a printer from my apartment and, you know, Wi-Fi, so I can Wi-Fi it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hook my phone up to it and my fucking laptop. She's
yes,
like,
Daddy.
Okay, Daddy. So I'm printing the shit out of a bunch of shit, and slow as fuck compared to the one the Blitz got in his office.
So slow.
I mean, Blitz's printer. I go down there and look at it, like, nyah, 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 nyah. It's a I get a boner over Blitz's printer.
Hell
in
yeah!
It's fucking badass. My printer is a fucking straight job. So my printer is slow as fuck. So I've been printing, and really, I haven't been printing that much. All of a sudden, it gives me this low ink warning. Then, out of nowhere, Erica. It texts her and says, we
hey,
got
baby,
you on
up?
A monthly fucking like $29.95 monthly ink monitoring gimmick, and we'll be sending your ink because we see... Oh, fuck, I'm tired of shit.
You okay?
I've been up since 12:30, on
I know. Cleaning
fuck
up
me.
Shits and buying stuff.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Fucking Donna Doll over there.
I had them all ready for Bubba $1.99, but some of them are a little, you know, we don't know what. And some of them, I have a whole fucking page of them, of all the fuck me
the Donna Doll Willies.
Nosferatu looking motherfucker. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play it, and then we got in trouble for playing a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then our rep told us to stop playing it.
At least they told us why that time.
Yeah, at least they, yeah, exactly. At least they told us, you know, why.
Are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit.
Can you imagine if you're blasting a chick and she's,
are you happy now? You're fucking me, you piece of shit.
Oh, God bless her.
You pasty white. Pale ball fuck.
That's great.
I hear the same thing every weekend.
This is fucking bullshit.
Swallow when your man orgasms. Yeah. Where do you like for him to put it?
I was trying to find the Donna Doll shit. I can't find it. So anyway, they text Erica and say, hey, we see that you've printed out, like, you know, 314 fucking pages, and that you should be getting low on ink. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Mind your business.
Real.
I kind of am. I'm like, is Big Brother like watching? Like, no, for real.
Yeah.
Like, they're
literally in your office, brother.
You should watch this video. It talks about it, like, with the chip and stuff on YouTube.
It's a fucking scam.
Like, they talk about the chip in like 550. 5 minutes and 50 seconds in, and then he talks about the ink and how they used the ink at 7:40.
The methods used to recoup those costs haven't always been so noble. Right, so tons of ink cartridges are manufactured with this little chip on them.
Yep.
Printer companies like to tell us that this little thing's purpose is to monitor the quality of the ink.
That's what I would think.
Nope.
The chip lets you know when your printer is running low on a particular color.
Yep, sounds good to me. Johnny Consumer. Not everybody's got the fucking intellect of one Blitz K.
The chip can facilitate firmware updates to improve performance. All of this is baloney. The chip is designed to get you to spend more money. For example, say you're running low on cyan ink. The chip will tell the printer to stop operating, even if every other color type is full until that single color is replaced. But here,
that's what Blitz was talking about on his printer.
Almost all printers are like that.
A lot of the time, the chip says you've got low ink, You actually don't. False low ink notifications are really, really common. In fact, the next time you get one, you might find that if you take the cartridge and perform a little techno voodoo to reset the chip, you'll actually have plenty of ink still inside.
What a bunch of bullshit.
So
I need Biden looking into this immediately.
The printer here, it said we were low on yellow. So I went in, I found a secret, I went online, I found like a secret hidden fucking menu where you can go reset this ink counter. It's been fine for months.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to call HP up and just keep, hello, HP.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
Donna, don't mind.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
God.
Are you happy now? You fucking me, you piece of shit.
Every time you print something out, that's what you tell the printer.
You're so not fucking tan.
You're so not fucking tan.
Fuck me!
I'd love for my fucking ringer to have that, and you'd be like at a mall or maybe the airport, and you're like,
fuck me! Fuck me!
I got a notification.
Fuck me!
Who keeps texting
me?
Mom, leave me alone!
Fuck me! Fuck me!
Or...
Papa!
That should be your notification.
Oh my god.
Bubba. What's she doing? Is she okay?
Wait, she's getting after it.
God bless her.
Sounds like she's eating popcorn at the movie theater.
Piece of shit.
Hey,
poor Dan.
I think that popcorn discussion.
That fucking locked. I was five feet from him. He was freaking out.
I think we went a little far.
He was pissed off.
Hold on. Was it wrong though?
No, it was fucking
no,
hilarious.
But he's just like he's just needs to wake the fuck up and realize he's got a
no, he is. That's the problem.
No, but like he's got a hot he's got an attractive daughter.
Yes.
Who's only gonna get prettier.
Yes.
And is only gonna garner more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I mean, wow.
Wouldn't you be freaked out too?
Yeah.
I know, me too.
I mean, you know, I mean, cause she's gonna oh my god. So anyway, yeah. I got this fucking printer, and they text me, and they tell me how many fucking pages I've printed, and they're monitoring me, and they know I need ink. And I'm like, what the? And they're sending it. And I'm like, and it's expensive.
Yeah. Costs as much as the fucking printer does.
Fuck off, the printing industry.
Yeah.
Fuck me!
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Hello, HP. How can we help you?
You piece of shit. You piece of shit. My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
Yeah.
My cunt is a dirty little bitch that just won't jizz for me.
My cunt is a dirty little bitch who won't just jizz for me.
That happens when you call Canon for their printer issues.
You better fucking come all over these fucking people and you better not take a long time. Ooh, yeah.
She talks to her pussy.
Yeah, I gathered that.
Poor cat.
God, you dirty cunt, you're...
Go crazy!
Again. Oh my fucking god! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh,
get the water!
Fuck!
Get the water! That's my favorite part.
Oh,
get the
man,
water!
That was the best one yet.
Yeah, you'd have to pour water on it. Seriously, you'd have to
get the water.
You'd have
get
to
the water.
You'd have to pour water on it to cool it down.
Okay, come on.
Get mad at that pussy.
I am mad at the pussy because it's so fucking close.
Talk
it's
shit
so
to that pussy.
Fucking close, a dirty little bitch. For your fucking cum right now. Oh god, oh god. Dump the water, dump the water. Ah, yeah. Fuck me.
Talk that shit.
Oh god. Oh. Damn, that was good. Oh, fucking.
Mic it up.
That
here.
Was hot.
Get the water.
Ooh, that was hot.
That was hot.
One.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best right here.
One, two, three.
Like, hold on. But like if you're teaching little Johnny how to count in kindergarten, ready?
So you can't count
one,
backwards.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight what?
Eight fingers.
Say it.
Oh,
eight
my God.
Eight fucking dirty fingers in my cunt.
Oh. She's like the count from Sesame Street.
Eight dirty fucking fingers in my cunt.
Yeah, I read that to Walker. Thanks, Blitz Knight.
Eight dirty fucking fingers in my cunt. Sweet. Walker, how high can you count to? Daddy only has the thing till eight.
Eight dirty fucking fingers in my cunt.
Watch out, my hand, fucking dirty little bitch cunt. She won't come for me fast enough. She's a little whore.
Be mean to her. Be mean to her.
She's a fucking whore. Oh, God. Oh, God damn you, fucking. Come harder.
You need some water?
Oh, you fucking bad girl.
Oh.
Now she's hitting it.
Oh.
God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Anna, this is the shit we used to do on
I
the
know.
Show.
I know. That's crazy.
My God, world famous.
Yeah, get the water.
World star.
She's going to fucking come really hard this time.
Come on.
I know she is because she's better be or she'll be fucking punished because she's a goddamn dirty cunt.
Yes,
and I won't give her any more fucking cock unless she comes all over the place
not
for me
anymore.
Right
come on now.
Because she's a dirty little slut bitch. And I want her to come again. Fuck. God, yeah. Oh, fuck me.
I mean, that's taking it to a whole nother fucking level, is it
sure
not?
Is.
You piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
So last night, so I was telling Anna this earlier, and this is the last story of the day. So I'm telling the merch crick, listen, we're going to bed early.
Did she have a say?
She's like, okay, Daddy.
What time is early?
Like, well, I wanted to pill up at 2:30.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I wanted to pill up at 2:30, which, you know, I'm thinking I'll be fucking passed out by 5. But I did everything wrong. So first of
everything.
All. So Blitz, I pill up, I think.
You think?
I think. So we missed the gym almost. We only went to the gym twice last week. And so I'm like, I'm fucking hitting the gym fucking Monday. Like, I feel like a fucking piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hitting the gym. So in order to hit the gym, make sure you hit the gym, man, you got to be to bed by like 7. You got to be asleep by 7 because my alarm goes off. I have this little routine. When I go to the gym, my alarm goes off at 2:20. I'm in the gym by 10 till 3. Then I go 10 till 3 till 4. Sometimes I can take a shower at the gym and come here, or I go to my apartment, take a shower, and then come here. Either way, I try to get here by 5 in order for me to go back home, take a shower, get ready, put my creams on, do my hair, eat a little something. Then that's where you got to be if you want to get, you know, a good. And I like to give myself an hour for the gym. That way I can get everything in, and I'm not taking shortcuts, you know. So, you know, if you're busting your ass, you can really get an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
You can really get it in,
of a person not fucking with you. You know, you're not having to share machines. You know, I'm not going to share no fucking machines at my gym.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
2:30 and I think I do take my pills. I think. But I get distracted. And so it gets to be 4 and I'm like, man, I don't feel very tired.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if I took my pills or not. And Merch Crick's like, well, you don't know if you took your pills or not? I'm like, mm-mm. She's like, well, you better take, you can't really re-up, like take them all again in case you did, because you might die.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking shit I take. So I'm like, well, I'll just take a little bit more, like I'll do half. Well, I don't think I took them at all, so that means I'm running half.
Okay.
You got me a Jodiaco pill counter. Like that's about as many pills I take in a day. Well, that's a whole. That's Grandpa's whole week. That's my
it's
daily.
So elderly. Like that.
So I get to be about 4 or 5, and I take some more pills. Well, then I make the worst mistake at all, which is to eat.
Because you're on Ambien.
Because I'm on Ambien, and now I'm hungry, and you're just supposed to go to bed. But if you eat when you're on Ambien, then it kind of decreases the effectiveness of the Ambien. So I eat. I smash the fuck out of some Cheez-Its with Dean's dip.
Oof, that's probably really good.
Not to fucking lay in your stomach all night long, but nonetheless, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So I toss and I turn, and I'm tossing and I turn, and the Merch Crick's electric blanket gets a little bit on my side and gets me hot as fuck.
Oh, my God. So hot.
And I wake up at 12:32.
Oh, all firmest.
Hot as fuck, firmest. And I'm like, I need to order me some Tony Stewart t-shirts.
So that's your first thought of the day?
So I get up, and I order Tony Stewart t-shirts, three of them. Like an Eldora one, an old school Tony Usack one, and some other. And it was like $56. And then I'm like, okay, well, now I'm going to vacuum. Oh, now I'm going to vacuum. But my vacuum was dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym now. So I go to the gym, and I'm working out real good. I got the music cranked to fuck up.
Brought my dog.
Bella loves to go to the gym, and she has this one yellow ball that you can throw literally 400 times, and she'll go chase it every fucking time.
Nice.
And from one end of the gym to the other, and she, like, gets a really good workout. I mean, if you guys look at Bella or not, she's jacked the fuck up. Like, she's really in good shape. Like, you know, it's from Goten. And nonetheless. So nonetheless, I'm working out, and she's standing by the door, you know, like leaning against the door, and I'm thinking that she's just missing the Merch Crick because, you know, she fucking will cry if I'm in the living room, you know, or in the kitchen, and Merch Crick's still in the bedroom with the door shut, sleeping, she'll sit by the door and cry for Merch Crick because that's her, you know how fucking dogs are, like the mom.
She doesn't want to get hit.
You want to get fucking hit. So...
Yeah,
she's leaning by the door. I'm like, Bella, your mom ain't, you know, mommy's not coming to work out. So she's like, literally, and she's crying too. She's like, Well, she does that a lot, no matter what the fuck she wants.
Always
like, if she wants something, she gives you like the
whimpering deal.
That means something.
Mm-hmm.
And only Erica knows what all these things mean, not me.
Right.
You know, I'm not in charge of that shit.
I got a shit whimper.
Yeah, so
but you didn't know that.
Yeah. So, Blitz, when I get to the gym, I got this little bowl and I put this little towel down and she's got to make sure she's got water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then I always feed her once I get home. Because I don't want her shit, and I don't feed her before we go to the gym. Because one time I did that, and she pooped in the gym.
Oh,
no,
can't have that.
So
no.
Yeah, you can't have fucking. So she's leaning against the door, and she's going. I'm like, Bella, your mommy ain't coming today. So fucking go lay down. So then I take her ball, and we start playing with her ball. Well. Mm-hmm. Literally, I'm not kidding you. You can, on a normal day, you can throw that ball 15 or 20 times in a row and she'll go every time. Never. I throw it once, she goes and gets it, brings it back. Throw it twice, she goes and gets it, brings it. I throw it the third time, she just sits by me. I said, go get your ball. Nope, she's not getting her ball. She then goes and sits beside the door again and starts, Well, Blitz, I'm right there, like, over by abs, where the ab is. And I'm doing abs, and I can't quite see. And she's kind of over by the Smith machine now, so I can't really see her. And I get done with doing my three sets of 20 on my abs, and I turn around the corner, and there is a fucking pile that is literally the size of, like, two of my fists.
Now, could you smell it?
Yeah, you know, fresh, right out of the asshole.
I know. That's usually the first sign is the smell.
Yeah. No, because it was so fuck. It was still hot. I go, Bella, bad girl.
She's like, I fucking told you for 30 minutes.
I'm like, bad girl. She instantaneously goes all the way down, you know, like was laying down, and she's like, and I go and I smack her ass. I go, no. I go, bam, bam, two on her ass. She goes and hides. I then have to get a paper towel, clean the shit up, flush the shit. It took three paper towels to clean this shit up. Then I got to go get the cleaner, clean it all up, squirt it, scrub it. Because, you know, you fucking got to really.
Yeah.
So I clean the shit out of it. I cleaned the hell out of the shit. And I told her how bad she was. Bad girl.
Right. She should have told you or something.
Fucking so, but now I'm thinking.
Why didn't
you
tell me?
I am the piece of shit. That's who the fucking piece of shit is.
Interesting analysis.
I bet you. I bet you. You know, Bella's thinking.
You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
She, poor little thing. Poor little thing told me. She told me.
Daddy, you gotta take a dump.
I gotta, and poor little thing. And so when she was there, you know, leaning against the door, whimpering, I should have known. But I don't speak Bella like Erica does. So then when she wouldn't go after the ball, I should have probably said, you know what? She's really got to pee or shit or something because this is very not like her. So then I come to work today and I go through the back because I'm checking on some shit out back and I see that she has chewed my fucking wires that run my emergency lighting on my motherfucking on my golf cart.
Fuck. Chewing fucking wires, man. What the fuck?
Fucking bitch.
I mean,
so then I tell her,
you piece of shit.
You wire chewing.
You piece of shit.
So you obviously had to discipline her at that point.
No, I didn't. I just said, fuck it. I'm going to go back to the apartment and spank her.
I mean, at least she didn't chew the seats up.
Oh, my God. She did on the other one.
I know. That's what Erica was worried about with this new one, is because the seats are super nice.
Super.
Yeah.
You got the Mexican tuck and roll.
It's awesome.
Mexican tuck and roll.
Yeah. You know, it's like Mexican tuck and roll.
It's like an old upholstery fucking old timer bullshit. No. Fucking A.
You piece of shit.
I think today's. Oh, shit. I almost dumped.
Oh, my God. You're all over the place.
You need to go.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to bed.
You need to.
And I'm going to know what pills I took.
Good
and
take a bunch
boy.
Of them.
I'm also low on my K-pens.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck. I have to call the doctor today to call the fuck because my prescription, you know, I'm like, I don't have any more refills.
Oh, no.
And I need those things.
Yeah,
Seth
me too.
Got me on them. Seth turned me on to them. Now I'm addicted to them.
God bless them.
And I'm on the 2 milligrams, which are the strongest ones they make. I take 2 of those just to go to bed.
Hell yeah.
And an Ambien and a half of something else and 2 other things.
It's a 4-course meal.
Jesus.
My pills to go to sleep are 52 calories. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We're going to do another one on Wednesday, okay? One on Wednesday. Tomorrow's after show will be on Rumble. Thursday will be on Rumble only. And then Friday will be all 3 with Blummel. And then Lummy's Sports Show will be all 3. See you later. Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.